This is 88.9 FM. I'm Jill Roberts. It's back to school today for public school students in Brevard and Okeechobee counties. And that first day's not too far away for the rest. Monday in St. Lucie, Indian River, and Palm Beach counties. Tuesday for Martin County. John Bolduc is chief of police in Port St. Lucie. He joins us now with some back to school safety tips. You take this seriously, watching over our kids as they head back to school.
Oh, yes. The first couple of weeks of school are always a very challenging time for not only the students, but the police department and the citizens, because we have to get back into that routine. So I would caution everybody that, you know, pay attention to the school zones. Remember, especially early in the morning, the high school students will be waiting for the buses in the dark. So they may be in the street if the grass is wet. We encourage them not to do that, but pay special attention. They haven't been there for a few months now, and all of a sudden you're going to start seeing children waiting in the road for buses. So be very careful.
Let's address first the school bus traffic.
Whenever I'm a commuter and I'm going to work and I want to get there on time, and I might be tempted to, you know, push the limits on when I can get by a school bus, so how should we behave as motorists?
Yeah, please don't. The school buses signal well in advance that they're about to stop and put out their signs.
So the lights flash. I was at an intersection once with a school bus, and I was on the east side of the intersection. The school bus was stopped on the west side of the intersection, and I was going to turn left. It had its red lights going. The car behind me was very unhappy that I didn't go ahead and make that turn because the school bus was on the opposite side of the intersection. Did I make the right choice?
You did. Because, again, we're dealing with children. They're getting off the bus, and they're usually very excited to be getting off the bus. And you don't know what they're going to do. So if you had turned through the intersection, one of those children could have been running across that particular part of the intersection instead of crossing in front of the bus. So it's worth taking an extra 30 seconds out of your day. Let the kids get off the bus and safely along on their way, and then you can get where you're going.
Let's talk about students. As I am maybe walking to the bus stop or walking to school, there may or may not be sidewalks. What are the rules they should follow?
Okay, if there's sidewalks, use them, absolutely. If there's not a sidewalk, I recommend, in state law, reinforces that you should walk against traffic. So you'd be on the side where you're facing the traffic coming towards you. And I would encourage children to step off the roadway as a vehicle approaches and let it pass. Gambling that the driver sees you and will go around you is very, very dangerous. So step off the road, let the vehicle pass by, and then resume walking on the edge of the roadway. Pedestrians are always better walking on the side of the road that they're facing the traffic. And if you're riding a bicycle, ride with the flow of traffic.
Okay, that's my next question. I've seen people ride the bike to the bus stop and leave the bike there till they get home. I've seen people ride to school. What are some of the things they need to watch out for?
If you're riding your bicycle to the bus stop and you're leaving it at the bus stop, make sure it's very secure wherever you use a good lock. We would prefer you didn't lock your bike to street signs, but I know it's going to happen. But you know, we do get a lot of those bicycles stolen every year, so do the best you can to secure your bike.
Very, very serious about the speed limit in school zones.
Absolutely. There's no wiggle room in a school zone. 20 miles an hour is absolutely the fastest you can go in a school zone. And we do issue a lot of citations for school zone violations, and the fines are double. So, again, take the extra 30 seconds, drive very safely in the school zone, and then you can arrive safely to your destination after you get through the school zone.
We've been speaking with Port St. Lucie Police Chief John Bolduc about back-to-school safety as our students head back to school. I'm Jill Roberts, 88.9 FM.